technology. It is to this last group of people that Jung speaks in convincing terms. He does not evade the difficult task of synthesizing his knowledge of the soul, gained in his many years of practice as a psychiatrist and analyst, into a fund of information available and applicable to everyone. He gives those clues to the nature and functioning of the psyche for which the modern man is painfully groping. The point of view he lays before us is a challenge to the spirit and evokes an active response in everyone who has felt within himself an urge to grow beyond his inheritance. With one exception, all the essays which make up this volume have been delivered as lectures. The German texts of four of them have been brought out in separate publications, and the others are to be found in a volume together with several other essays which have already appeared in English. We are indebted to Mrs. Violet de Laszlo for many helpful suggestions in regard to the essay, Psychotherapists or the Clergy. Both Dr. Jung and Mrs. Jung have been kind enough to read and criticize the translations in part. Carrie F. Baines, Zurich, March 1933. Chapter 1. Dream Analysis in its Practical Application. The use of dream analysis in